Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. And we'll go to another paddling Pippa who's a long way from the Thames, a lot further than she wants to be. Pippa Savage called the briefest of brief media conferences in Melbourne yesterday to confirm she is appealing against the decision to drop her from the women's quad skull crew for the Olympics. Now, Savage was sent home from Switzerland, where the Australians have been training amid stories of dissent in the crew, people threatening to jump overboard, swim ashore and so on. At a media conference, Savage read a 10-second message saying because she was appealing against her omission, she could say little more. But during the process of the day, she also rejected suggestions she is suffering from any mental illnesses. To tennis now, and another unceremonious dumping. There are now no Australians left in the OMS singles in Paris following Bernard Tomic's straight sets loss to Santiago's Giraldo overnight. The Colombian won 6-4, 6-1, 6-3. Now, other winners overnight include Andy Murray, the Briton, who battled injury to defeat Jaakko Nieminen in four sets. A great match that was to watch. And in the Femme singles, the number 4 seed Petra Kvitova defeated Ursula Radwanska.
Now, I'm so impressed with your French this morning, Warwick.
I'm just struggling.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Look, to the footies various in these parts. In the AFL tonight, a hard one to pick the winner, St Kilda against Richmond. And on Sunday, when Collingwood plays the Gold Coast, it'll be without Heath Shaw. He's the latest Maggie defender to succumb to injury. They've had a lot, the poor old Magpies. In rugby league, there's going to be a review of the referees, particularly their bosses Stuart Raper and Bill Harrigan. The whisperers, no doubt, many from New South Wales, the New South Wales Rugby League Mafia among them, they're saying they've lost the faith of the whistleblowers. And tonight there are two games on in the NRL in which the refs will be under as much scrutiny as anyone else. The Gold Coast against North Queensland and Manly Warringah against St George. The Dragons are crossing the big bridge to visit Brookvale Oval, Fortress Brookie they call it, and their Manly coach Jeff Toovey promises a better performance from his side than they turned out last week against Penrith. I'll be back with more sport later this morning, Fran.
Good on you, Warwick. Thanks very much.